Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So when I heard that the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial was going to go on for 6 weeks, I'll be honest with you, I have not been watching it as closely as I think a lot of other journalists have. But the pieces I have been listening to are kind of fascinating. And today, I turned the trial on. I just, you know, I usually put on the news, and I guess the news had it covering. The news was covering it, because Johnny Depp is right now taking the stand. And, I mean, you know, my opening, you know, lens into the trial was him talking about how, you know, he can only take so much haranguing. And you see the wife, right, sitting there. And, you know, a lot of us wives are like, okay, do I harangue? I'm actually really good at that. My conversations with my husband are very short and sweet. I don't want to escalate things. So I don't sit there for hours berating and yelling and things like that like previous people in my family have done. And so, you know, I'm looking at this going, man, my husband's got it pretty lucky. I hope he appreciates what he's got, because our fights don't last longer than maybe 30 seconds. You know, because he'll go off whatever. I'll just say that one thing that just kind of ends it, and then it's done. And you know, I just... Yeah, you know, let's go back to life. Let's, right, you know, let's move on. But this Depp Heard Amber, so Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, I guess where this all started is a couple years ago, Amber Heard had, I guess, allegedly told a news outlet about her abuse in a marriage. And Johnny Depp is now suing for defamation. I believe Amber Heard is also suing him back. So I believe Johnny Depp is suing Amber for $50 million, claiming she lied when she accused him of physically abusing her. She's counter-suing him for $100 million in defamation, claiming he coordinated a smear campaign. And I guess this kind of circles around their marriage together. And it's, you know, when you're non-Hollywood, you're watching this going, are you guys out of your flipping minds? I mean, you had movies and, I mean, the Pirates of the Caribbean series, and Amber Heard got to have a love scene with Aquaman, right? Did they ever have a love scene? I mean, what could you guys be miserable about? I mean, if I got to work, right, with Orlando Bloom and Pirates of the Caribbean, and I got to work with Aquaman, Jason Samoa, right? I would be coming home as a Momoa. I forget. I don't know. I just call him Aquaman. I would be coming home so excited that my day is I have the best career ever. But I get it. You know, married couples have issues. Hollywood has issues. In fact, Johnny Depp has been very open, slow. Boy, does he talk slow. I'm sure that court reporter is regretting asking everybody to sleep slowly or speak slowly so they can, you know, get the transcription. But sadly, it's really, really slow when he kind of goes into one question can last 20 minutes with his answer. But he really kind of goes into, you know, his drug use, not because he wanted to get high, he says, but because he was numbing pain. And, you know, he's middle-aged now, and so I think a lot of people at that age, they don't do drugs or recreational medications just to get high anymore. I think they do have pain, either pain from their past, physical pain, pain from prior partying. And so, you know, it's really sad what you're actually saying. A lot of people are going to, you know, make fun, and there's going to be a lot of memes, there's going to be a lot of jokes, there's going to be, but I mean, this is kind of heartbreaking when you hear the drugs that were allegedly used. You hear the yelling and the, and you know, when he said when he would go, when he would travel with her, he would need to get a separate room just in case he had to lock himself up into a bathroom. You know, and it actually does highlight male victimization in domestic abuse, and not only females, you know, of if you know, both partners in a domestic relationship can be abused. And, you know, this is really going to highlight a lot of those things. And people are fascinated by it because, you're going to have Aquaman. Is it Momoa? Who is Aquaman? I got to look this up. Hold on a second. All right, hold on a second. I have to. He's Aquaman. Yeah, Momoa. Okay, good. Okay. So I think he's going to be taking the stand, so I'm definitely watching. I mean, that I am grabbing the popcorn. I am going to put the fan on. That's going to be a fantastic part of the trial. But it's just, it's crushing. And when you listen to some of this testimony, like, you know, somebody pooping in the bed, and I mean, you know, you're like, okay, do we really need to listen? This is somebody airing their dirty laundry. I mean, and we are really, with a microscope, we are seeing what is on their dirty laundry. And I mean, is you think that, you know, your marriage has issues, but then you listen to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I got the most perfect marriage in the world, you know? And you almost wonder when you watch this if marriage is not, well, it obviously isn't, but, you know, is a not the most natural sort of environment for a lot of people. Some of us are great monogamous. We are fantastic. We find a partner for life. It works out well. And, you know, I can fantasize about Momoa and, you know, get through the day. We're good. But it looks like there's a lot of people where when they're together with somebody, it gets toxic. And you could fall in love with somebody. You could be attracted to them. You could have the best sex, whatever. But then when you guys are together, it's just negative energy. And you know, it's you almost wonder if society is later going to change. I hope it doesn't, because, you know, I love the idea of, you know, someone falling in love and having a partner for life and building this family. And, you know, because a family is just like building a company. I mean, it's got a lot of parts. You know, you got the mail room, you got the, you know, receiving, you got the, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, but when you look at this, you almost like wonder, you know, why are some people forcing themselves to be in a marriage when things get that bad? And now look at how they're going after each other publicly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, I am a physician. And as a physician, I do have to cover the medical headlines. So I like to cover everything to give you guys, you know, make sure you guys are up to date on Ukraine, up to date on what's going on with student loan debt, which we're going to talk about, up to date with a lot of the rules that we're going to see with the government when it comes to, you know, masks and mandates and things like that. Going to give you guys up to date on what's happening with the COVID and the possible new shot, new vaccine. And then now we have a quote-unquote Frankenstein variant, which is completely stupid. But one of the headlines that has been circulating is global penis size rankings and how the U.S., you know, limped behind a bunch of other countries. And I am not a fan of this type of science, especially when many of the measurements were self-recorded and self-reported. So, I mean, you know, is it more, you know, who could be the biggest liar in this? But this is a topic that a lot of people are concerned about. They are concerned about what their size is. As a physician, I can't say how many times people have asked, look, you know, how do I make this bigger? Or is it too big? Or is it, you know, because, you know, fertility is an issue. Sexual satisfaction is an issue. A strong partnership, good marriage. A lot of times it does, you know, need the assistance of, you know, having certain body parts that you have confidence in. And as the erectile dysfunction pharmaceutical industry is one of the biggest in terms of pharmaceutical purchases, you know, this is something that's relevant. So we're going to talk about how countries rate. As I will preface again and again, I am not a fan of this type of science. I think self-reporting and surveys are a part of science, but it's not, you know, the most, there's just so many limitations with a study such as this. So, From Mars is the website or the company that did this survey. And registered pharmacist Naveen Khosla discusses how the results came from a self-reported survey. Again, there's no way to tell if there was pure honesty. Was this on the honor system? But globally, they acquired the links that people would, I guess, measure per their tape measure, ruler. And Ecuador apparently ranked the highest. And Ecuador is the country that has won, the country with the largest penis size, 6.93 inches. They were followed by Cameroon, then Bolivia, Sudan, and Haiti. Haiti rounded out the top five with a 6.30 inch length. Now, the countries that came out with the smallest, now again, this is their study, and I'll tell you what I think about all this. But the study that came out with the quote-unquote smallest or the shortest measurements included Cambodia with a 3.95 inches. Then came Taiwan, 4.24, Philippines, 4.27, Sri Lanka, 4.29, Hong Kong, and Bangladesh tied for the fifth of the, I guess, shortest in this study at 4.41 inches. So when you look at the 3.95 compared to Ecuador's 6.93, that's a big range. So where did the U.S. fall? So the U.S., we're being told, fell into number 59, neck and neck with Israel. They both tied for 59 with a 5.35 inch length. Again, the highest reported was 6.93. The lowest was 3.95. But when you look at all the countries, and I believe this was about 100 countries, they definitely, U.S. ranked lower than Cuba, the Netherlands, France, Canada, Egypt, the Ivory Coast, Bulgaria, Denmark, El Salvador, Chile, Latvia, Germany, Ukraine, Afghanistan. So a lot of countries beat us, and we were kind of inches behind there. Global size. Now, this is what I was interested in. You know, is there something evolutionary going on? Is there something that has to do with the longitude or the latitude? Does it have to do with the person's height? You know, why would there be such a difference? And interestingly, you know, I don't see a big pattern here. You know, it's kind of mixed. You know, however, there might be more of a preponderance of people maybe exaggerating in certain countries. But America didn't necessarily fall, because you would think Americans would be pretty, like, you know, about their size. And, you know, maybe they were a little bit more honest. Who knows? Maybe the younger generation. I can't tell you how old these people were. What was fascinating, though, is they did look at data at which U.S. locations or states were most concerned about the size of their genitals. So the District of Columbia ranked first, as people in the District of Columbia seem to be the most concerned about, and I don't know if they interviewed congressmen, but I guess. then came Utah, then came California, Massachusetts, and Hawaii. Which states were the least worried? Mississippi. Mississippi couldn't care less. Louisiana, Wyoming, South Carolina, and South Dakota. So, you know, I have been asked this. I remember my very first year in radio, 2009, it was one of my first questions. What is the average length that someone's penis should be? And most of the studies have said it averages about 5 inches. And that's kind of, you know, and then there was a study that had come out recently going looking at satisfaction. Now, this was reported in heterosexual couples by females. And the satisfaction actually was rated not that much higher for those with larger penis sizes, but actually those that were average, middle of the road. So it really is about the whole Cinderella, you know, does the shoe fit, or the whole Goldilocks, is it just right? So the next question people have asked me is, what is the average size of a vaginal canal? Well, that could range anywhere from maybe 3 to 7 inches, I've seen. The canals can vary. And the reason why the canals can vary is because sometimes the uterus could drop and the cervix could drop. And so your vaginal canal might be a certain size, but if you have prolapse, that shortens it. So I would have many patients that would come in saying, he's too big. My husband's too big, and I don't enjoy sex. So then you have to kind of look and go, okay, what's going on here? You know, is it a girth issue? Is it a lubrication issue? Do they have some sort of prolapse of some of their pelvic organs? You know, we examine that. And so sometimes, you know, when you pick a partner, it can't just all be about size. There has to be what's the word for it? When compatibility. I would, though, urge any of you to wash off the ruler and tape measure when you do this. But, you know, there's been people asking, well, are there extenders? Are there things we could do? If there is a condition that you have that might have hormonally affected the size, you know, this is why many people are concerned about the counseling children are getting about transitioning, because some of the hormones might affect their size of their organs, and they might change their mind as adults and really want that body part. You know, I have had many gay patients, many gay male friends, and the majority of them, as adults, really love having a penis. And if they were considering transgender surgery, some of them said they still would not get rid of that. They enjoy it. And I could get that. I understand that. A lot of us women are like, it'd be very, very cool to have one. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Does any of this matter? Well, I mean, it does matter depending on who your partners are. You know, if there's a fertility issue and you have a partner that has a shorter canal length, I mean, they're not going to be able to handle 7 inches if they're 4 inches, you know? And then your satisfaction might not be there also. So you will see in certain communities, you'll have taller individuals, you might have shorter individuals, and then you have some that their you know, genitals might not necessarily match their height. But, you know, in terms of evolutionary, I really believe that length kind of was related to your genetics and race, because, you know, it had to kind of fit the partner. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A fast-moving wildfire in northern Arizona has grown to more than 6,000 acres. Being fueled by significant winds and dry conditions, called the Tunnel Fire, it was burning about 14 miles north of Flagstaff. The bird flu outbreak has hit 30 states in America. Andrew Bowman from the College of Veterinary Medicine at Ohio State University.
The virus that's been circulating in Europe for a while, it looks like we've had a couple introductions of that virus into North America.
Russia rejects ceasefire for civilian evacuations amid Eastern Orthodox Holy Week, claiming the request was not sincere. Russian troops continue advancing in eastern Ukraine with Mariupol poised to fall into Russian hands. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is willing to invest up to $15 billion of his own cash to take Twitter private. Multiple reports are saying Elon will make the bid in 10 days. USA Radio News. NASCAR racing goes big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. U.S. military officials explain their logic in helping democracy Ukraine fight its communist neighbor after being invaded.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything in the shoebox, let's just send it over there. Well, what if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in? So you tailor each package based on the fight that they're in and what's going on at the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm a little ticked off. I am really frustrated, as I think many of you are, with how the world, now public officials, handle the whole COVID crisis. I mean, look at this back and forth with the masks on airplanes. You got to wear them. Now you don't have to wear them. You know what? We're going to appeal it. Yeah, we might want to get you back in the masks. It started out as, well, the mask might help, might provide a barrier. No, you know what? I changed my mind. Everybody needs to wear the masks. It just, we have made a mess of it from a public official standpoint. But on top of that, the media is doing their thing. And last night, I see that somebody's tried to make this a thing, where now we have a Frankenstein COVID variant. And I knew it was BS before I clicked on the article. But I had to click on the article because because I needed to be able to convey to you how much of a BS, stupid piece of crap science label that was. But it's clickbait. And why are these news outlets doing it? Are there so many news outlets that they are really hurting for advertising dollars that they need to weaponize and you know, abuse of a public health issue and use it for their own gain? Really, a Frankenstein variant? So let me explain to you what that is, and I am not going to call it Frankenstein. I think that is the stupidest name for a variant, and it causes fear, and it's being used for clickbait. It's absolutely ridiculous. So remember I told you guys that there was a new variant? This was about a couple weeks ago, and I know you guys all don't listen to the show, and that's okay. That's why I got to give you a pop quiz, because I think you guys, you know, maybe listen to it halfway. But I told you guys that there was a combo, a recombinant variant, that had both the BA1, the daddy Omicron, and the baby Omicron. So you know how you have a variant, and then it could give off progeny. So we have the stealth Omicron, which I thought also was a stupid name. It should have been called stealth. So I called it baby Omicron, and a little baby. And then now the baby Omicron has a couple of sub-babies. Well, apparently baby Omicron and mommy or daddy Omicron combined had a recombination event, and that was called COVID XE. All right. We've had recombination events, not the biggest deal. In fact, the reason why it's called XE is because there's already been an XA and an XB and an XC and an XD. So now there's an XE reported. There was about 600 some cases in the UK as of March 22nd. Then they ended up finding that now maybe we're up to about 1,100 cases of this XE. Somebody feels like, oh, you know what? We're not getting a lot of news clicks on it. People are tired of COVID. So they try to throw in this Frankenstein name. Please don't call it Frankenstein Omicron or Frankenstein variant. The first place I saw it written was in a Forbes magazine, and the author said some were using that term. So I don't know if they started it or if they saw it and said, look, guys, some are using this term, but I could only date it back to a Forbes magazine article. I'm not criticizing them, but I mean, it's one of those things where some rumor starts, which is stupid. And I mean, Frankenstein is a monster. It's from a story from the 1800s. So this XE variant, like I said, is a combination of daddy Omicron and baby Omicron. XD and XF are recombinants of Delta and Omicron, the first Omicron. I would be more worried about XD and XF because Delta sucked. But we're not really hearing a lot about those. Right now, nobody's saying it's of huge public concern. This XE, which is the Omicron and its variant, sub-variant recombined, they think is about 10% more infectious than other strains. But we really don't have a lot of data on hospitalizations. We don't know how deadly it could be. And right now, it just kind of seems like a much to do about nothing. And I'm not trying to blow off every time we have a variant, but I really worry when the media tries to take advantage and use it to their advantage. Because I, as a physician, find public health policy crucial to being done correctly and to not being, once you lose the public trust, what happens if Ebola comes our way? What happens if we get a worse type of Zika? Sort of, you know, the mosquitoes are coming and bringing something. I mean, I need the audience to know that when I say something, I mean it. And guys, you need to bunker down. You need to be careful. After everything that went on with COVID, and that everybody's just kind of like, you know, they're making hand signals that I can't repeat on air. So according to the UK Health Security Agency, there are three unique mutations. Well, according to Forbes, XE carries both BA1 mutations for NSP1 to 6 and the BA2 mutations for the rest of its genome. According to the UK Health Security Agency, there's three additional unique mutations not in either, meaning it was able to form its own mutations. So Bloomberg has said, well, we've seen some cases in Thailand. A couple travelers from Europe who landed in Hong Kong had this XE. And as I've told you, recombination events are common because what ends up happening is you might have two viruses infect one cell at the same time. And the cell's job is to take the genetic material and make more of one virus, make more of a virus. Well, if you have both sets of genomes from two viruses, like two decks of cards now all mixed up, the cell's not going to be like, ooh, one card over here, one deck over here. No, it's going to just kind of scoop it all together. So that's how recombination event happens. And so, it's going to happen. There's been tons of recombination events. But, you know, when after Omicron happened, they wanted people to listen up, you know, for baby Omicron. So they called it stealth. This is stealth. You know, they thought that would be a great, it really wasn't very stealth. We knew when you got it. There was nothing really secretive about it. And so now if somebody says we have something that could be stealth, everybody's going to blow it off. It's the boy who cried wolf. Same thing with the stupid, you know, Frankenstein thing. People think that I'm anti public health officials and I'm anti-mask and I'm anti-vaccine. I'm not. I am pro-mask, pro-vaccine. I am anti-mandates. I am anti the BS that we've done because we have completely exhausted and numbed the country to a public health campaign or public health effort that needed to be very precise and needed to be very coherent. And look at what the government's doing. You know, we're going to extend the masks on the plane. You know, even though some of these two-year-olds with autism are getting kicked off, and even though we have vaccines and we have medications, we're going to extend it. CDC extends it. Federal judge goes, no, there's no authority for this. There's no, No, you don't have to. Airlines are saying, great, it's up to you guys. We'll leave it up to you. Passengers are like, yee-haw. Some passengers are like, I still want to wear a mask. Great, great, definitely still wear the mask. Anybody who wants to wear a mask, I support that. It's fine. But then what does the government do? Oh, yeah, we're going to probably appeal it. So we're going to have the DOJ appeal it. You guys are doing all this during a mild wave of COVID. And I get it. I get it. 2020 and 2021 scared the hell out of people. COVID was deadly. But if you guys are going to try to have this peen contest and try to look like you are in charge and you're keeping us engaged, you are making more people rebel, such that when somebody says the CDC said this, half the country doesn't listen. How it used to be is if the CDC said something, you're like, whoa. All right, you know, everybody lower the volume. I want to hear what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember, I think it was a couple years ago, where Hawaii got this alert that an incoming missile from North Korea, possibly with like nuclear activity, was going to come their way, and everybody had to run and find a bomb shelter, and then they were like, oh, my bad, false alarm. Apparently, they're not the only ones that had a false alarm. Taiwan got a false alarm from a news channel who broadcasted that they were under attack by Chinese armed forces. Again, my bad. No attack. It's a mistake. According to The Guardian, a Taiwanese news channel broadcast a fictional news alert that said Chinese armed forces had launched an invasion, firing missiles at cities and ports surrounding the capital, Taipei. Several news captions declaring the violent attack of China's People's Liberation Army had been, I guess, they said, mocked up for forthcoming security drills, but were broadcast accidentally to Taiwanese viewers at 7 a.m. on Wednesday. So what they're saying is they had been preparing captions, several news captions, in case the attack happened, but somehow they got aired. You know how you write an email to your boss going, I think I'm being mistreated, I think this stinks, blah, 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 you know what, I'm not going to send it, and then it accidentally sends. That kind of thing. So, I guess it said, new Taipei city was hit by communist missiles. The Taipei airport has exploded. Facilities and ships were damaged and destroyed. That's what the Chinese television system's news ticker read. On the brink of war, the Chinese Communist Party prepares for war. The president had issued an emergency order. Then the partly government-owned station issued an on-air, quote, clarification and apology. This happened hours later, saying the report had been created in conjunction with emergency services for the drills, but had been accidentally broadcast. That is a cluster at a seventh. I don't... What are they doing? They said yesterday CTS News Channel cooperated with the New Taipei City Government Fire Bureau to record a disaster prevention video. On the 20th, due to a wrong setting by the production staff, we mistakenly flashed the messages from yesterday about the war and disaster prevention. People do not need to panic. The New Taipei Fire Department told The Guardian that the fake news alerts were supposed to be shown on May 5th during the annual disaster response drills, which this year is going to include a missile attack scenario. They say the exercise includes an earthquake scene, a tsunami, a bridge collapse, an explosion. This year, our boss said, we will also include the war scenario in the exercise. It's the first time in recent years. See, America doesn't really do that. If somebody said, hey guys, okay, we got an incoming nuclear missile, people are going to be like, where do we go? What? Where do we go? Nobody knows. I mean, you can text FEMA, and FEMA could give you alerts, but most people, what if their power is out? What if they don't have cell phone service? We're really underprepared. So at least Taiwan, I mean, in their credit, at least they're preparing. They just sadly scared the hell out of everybody. So they want to prepare their first responders and their population for earthquakes, tsunamis, bridge collapse, explosions, as well as war with China. Taiwan's Defense Minister Chu Ko-cheng said he had been surprised to see the news. He said the Army had responded quickly to verify and dispel the erroneous alert. The error was, quote, a good lesson to our journalist friends. Oh, I'm sure somebody got fired. Screenshots of the broadcast spread across Taiwan's social media. Some people worried, some people laughing, others criticizing the TV station and media. An unforgivable mistake, perhaps not a mistake, indeed serious punishment, they made social panic. And you also wondered, you know, when I heard this happened, I almost wondered if this was on purpose. Just to, I mean, you know, most drills, when they happen when people are, you know, nobody goes, okay, we're going to do a fire drill, and then everybody blows it off. They're like, guys, you don't know if this is a drill, this could be real. So, I mean, maybe there was some secondary, you know, gain, so you know what, let's just, you know, get people, you know, already up and awake. Let's wake everybody up to let them know that, you know, this, they need to be prepared. The problem with that is again, the boy who cried wolf. Now, the next time there's a news alert, people are going to be like, is this another mistake? Again, they got to really be more careful. Everybody's got to be more careful. In China, obviously they discussed this. There was a hashtag, Taiwan media makes a big own goal. I'm not really sure what that means. And Taiwanese opposition politicians called for regulators to punish the station for creating panic. So there's going to be obviously this big, you know, hullabaloo. But Taiwan, as we know, has kind of lived under the threat of invasion by neighboring China for decades. And we're being told that the Communist Party considers Taiwan to be a, quote, breakaway province of China. And Taiwan says we are an independent nation, but Beijing doesn't feel that way. And as Xi Jinping seems to be eyeing it, there has been a lot of economic, diplomatic, military pressure from armed forces on Taiwan. There's been disinformation, propaganda campaigns. In the last 2 years, there's been a marked increase of Air Force presence into Taiwan's air defense identification zone, other military exercises designed to intimidate Taiwan, and then their Air Force has to scramble in response to each incursion. So, of everything that's been going on in this world, even before Ukraine, the world thought Taiwan was going to be the first country to be invaded. And so, not now that, you know, what's been going on with Ukraine, I believe maybe it might have slowed down China's aspirations. But I think if China wants Taiwan back, they are going to have to decide when is it's the most opportune for them. And they didn't find it to be opportune when Trump was in power. So while Biden's in power, they may. Yep. I mean, same thing with Russia. I mean, would Russia have invaded when Trump was in power? Trump says no. A lot of us think probably not, but we can't say for sure. But all I know is if Russia's taking advantage of the situation, I'm sure China will too. So, you know, we need to get our acts together, okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Most of us didn't watch the Oscars until we heard on social media that there was the Will Smith slap, you know, where he hit Chris Rock. But for those of us that tuned in after that, we saw Liza Minnelli. Really refreshing to see Liza Minnelli and Lady Gaga present, but Liza Minnelli was in a wheelchair. And many of us were shocked, and we were like, oh no, what happened? Well, Liza Minnelli can walk, and she said she was forced to appear in a wheelchair against her will. Apparently, there was all this chaos after Will Smith had hit Chris Rock that Liza Minnelli had, I guess, originally planned to be actually sitting in a director's chair. So they were going to set up the stage, not on camera. She was going to come and sit, and she was going to be, you know, then already sitting. And instead, she's next to Lady Gaga, who is very, you know, fit and youthful and vibrant. And here's Lady Gaga telling her, I got you. You know, Liza Minnelli seems a little fumbled, and she's in a wheelchair. And Liza Minnelli never wanted to be on stage in a wheelchair. And I guess they actually threatened that she would not be able to present if she didn't do it that way. So that's kind of frustrating. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.